Back to Washington now. Joining us from the nation's capital is Muna Shikaki, who is a correspondent for Al Arabiya Television. Good morning, Muna.
Good morning.
So Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president, is in Washington today for talks with President Obama. It'll be the first meeting with a principal in the Arab-Israeli conflict since the whole of Gaza flotilla controversy exploded and caused the cancellation of a meeting between Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. What's the significance of this meeting? And in the absence of a contact between Obama and Netanyahu, what can be accomplished here?
Yeah, well, I think the focus of the meeting has changed from just talking about going into direct negotiations after the proximity talks to focusing on the Gaza situation. In many ways, what the PA, the Palestinian Authority, what Abbas wants to do and what the Obama administration wants to do is ease the humanitarian situation in Gaza without helping Hamas achieve a PR victory. They want to be able to give more aid to the Palestinians inside Gaza without helping Hamas smuggle weapons and at the same time without giving Hamas a reason to say that the reason that the blockade was restricted was because what it describes its steadfastness or its resistance to Israel.
But that's really the rub right there. I mean, Mahmoud Abbas cannot speak for Hamas or really speak for the Gazans, even though there can be general talks about the Israeli blockade, right?
Well, in many ways, I think the Americans are trying to figure out what their position is towards the blockade. Right now, you hear kind of conflicting statements from people like the Secretary of State, Obama, and Biden. I think it's because they're trying to formulate a policy, and that's part of what they want to hear from President Abbas. What kind of role will the PA have in any easing of the restrictions? Will there be Palestinian security forces on the border, for example? In this case, if Hamas refuses, Hamas will be seen as the one rejecting the easing of the blockade instead of being considered the reason why this easing happened.
Right.
But in reality, what's more important for Mahmoud Abbas right now in his meetings with Americans, I think the message that the PA wants to send to the Obama administration is that they are willing to go into direct negotiations with Israel. If Israel is willing to be serious about talking
right.
about the main two topics that the Palestinians are concerned about in the proximity talks, which are territories and border and security arrangements in a future Palestinian state.
And
the Palestinians have presented the Americans with detailed position papers that come from the results of the negotiations between the previous Secretary of State, Rice, and the previous Premier of Israel, Olmert, and they insist that the Americans pressure the Israelis to come up with their
right.
own versions of that.
But there's
there's
a delivery issue, though. I mean, Mahmoud Abbas demanded progress on settlements, and Barack Obama was not able to produce that. PA refers to the Palestinian Authority. Does the Palestinian Authority have a problem with Obama's credibility on pressuring the Israelis before we go?
Well, I think in many ways we have to remember that there's going to be a September deadline for these talks because the moratorium on settlements, the settlement freeze that Netanyahu has announced, will end in September. And at the same time, that's going to be the expiry date for the proximity talks scheduled for 4 months. They started last month. So if nothing
So that's really
happens,
the issue. That's the scheduling issue right there. We've got to go. Muna Shikaki, correspondent for Al Arabiya Television, reporting on a meeting today between Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, and President Obama.